The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. As the returns came in from this election just passed, many were exuberant with the changes being made. Many conservatives rejoiced at the ousting of many liberals who had been in office. With conservatives taking over the U.S. House of Representatives, many declared a new day was dawning. And the uprising among voters declaring their dissatisfaction with Obama and Pelosi's move towards socialism and communism was, indeed, a heartening thing to see. However, I remember similar celebrations in 1980 when Ronald Reagan was first elected. I recall how Christians celebrated that there was finally someone in the White House who was pro-life, pro-family, and pro-American. I also remember the same type of celebration which took place in 1994 when the Republicans took control of Congress after Bill Clinton's shocking moves toward a national health care plan and his acceptance of the homosexual agenda, not to mention his promotion of abortion. But we had some hard lessons to learn. We learned through the Reagan years that for all the good a president could do, this mess we were in couldn't be fixed by one man. After his election, the church, which had temporarily risen up to elect him, went back to governmental sleep. Assuming we could now go back to our church socials and occasional evangelistic fervor because we had a president who was going to fix things. That sleep would cause us to be so drowsy that in 1992, we couldn't even figure out what kind of man Bill Clinton was, and the Christian vote elected him to the presidency. After a two-year shock, which was only a hint of the shock we would get with Obama's first 2 years, after a two-year shock with Clinton, we reacted and believed the Republicans when they wanted to make a, quote, contract with America, promising to fix the mess we were in. Many bought into it and elected the first Republican Congress since 1952. Christians greatly celebrated that now our troubles were over and promptly went back to sleep again, our personal thinking unchanged. After 12 years, when the Republicans didn't act that much different from the Democrats, we elected the Democrat Congress, and 2 years ago, a Democrat moved into the White House. He promised change, and did we get change? Now we've again sent more conservatives to the House of Representatives. This time the message has been, no more Republican or Democrat machine. We want true conservatives. But will these fix the mess America's in? No, they won't. Because America's downfall has not been the result of her elected leaders. They've only been the fruit of her problem. Our problem has been that most of us simply do not think biblically about life in this world. Our elected government servants are always only the fruit of our own thinking. For all the good this new Congress might do, they won't fix America's mess. Our change must be internal. We must learn to, once again, think biblically about all of life, including education, economy, and government. We must return to the conviction that, as the Bible says, the ways of the Lord are right. It is as Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, declared in 1849. Men, in a word, he said, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or a power outside them, either by the Word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. So should we be celebrating our political victory or repenting for our ignorance and disobedience to God's Word? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.